guy is a big, strong-armed guy. This is, you know, Winston. He can make the rare throws. Wentz has an equally strong arm, but on the other hand, when I look at Wentz, okay, Wentz can't compare as far as the level of competition goes,
right.
And having done it. So that's the thing that you have to look at there, is that Wentz has not had done it. So Winston, to me, has got to be number one. Then it comes down to Goff, to me, has the least physical skills of any of these guys,
mm-hmm.
but he's smart, he knows where the ball should go, he gets rid of it quick, and those are his assets, see? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And but I would say that if I put Mariota next, because he has all the skill ability. People were concerned about the offense he was in and how would he adjust, but I saw him change at the line of scrimmage, okay, and do that part. So I saw him do that. And I saw him make all the throws. He just didn't have a lot of experience in it.
Right.
And, well, you know, so how does he compare with Goff and Wentz? Well, I put him a little bit ahead because, you know, level of competition, success at that level. And, again, I saw all the parts in it. And
mm-hmm.
I thought his accuracy I'd have to put ahead of Goff's. Okay,
right.
And I thought he had a little better throwing talent. And the experience factor at that level of comp, or Wentz, even though Wentz in a workout will have a bigger and stronger arm.
Okay, well, just pick...
let me say this.
Sure.
Wentz is a better Flacco, and that's a positive.
Yeah, I was going to get to that.
It might take a while to go.
Right. Well, if just piggybacking off what you just said, if you were put in that same situation, you had to pick between, you know, Wentz and Goff, as you mentioned, you said that Goff was the more pro-ready, you know, quarterback ready to start today, as opposed to Wentz, who might have more overall talent and a larger skill set and more upside, you know, moving forward. Would you, if you were put in that same situation, would you go with the sure thing, not necessarily sure thing, but you know what you're going to get from a guy like Jared Goff, as opposed to the unknown but great upside in a guy like Wentz?
Well, here's the thing. In all honesty, you know, you have to answer these questions, but
right.
you can't really – answer these questions because having mm-hmm. done this, I've watched tape of these guys. I've watched six games of each of them. But in the real world, I'd see them live. I'd work them out. I'd see them in a game. And I'd know so much more about them. I'd have a psychological profile done on them. I'd have interviewed them more than once myself. So those are the things you got to sift through, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Goff doesn't have a big bill. When people say when they see him throw live, the odd ball kind of dies some. Okay,
right.
You know, Wentz has done everything he can do at his level, but in the workout and when we did our film sessions and board work, I want to see, you know, where he is in a couple areas. Sometimes he'll hold the ball and he waits till the guy gets open. Is that anticipation? Is it instincts? Maybe he hasn't been taught that. You know, his touch is, you know, needs some work there. If you had time, there's no question to me, Wentz has the bigger upside.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I can see. So, you know, I'd like to find a way to take Wentz. Now, if we're picking first, fine, we'll take him. And, hey, we're not going to play him this year. We'll play him when he's ready. If it's next year, fine. Carson Palmer was the first pick taken in the draft. He never played it down as a rookie.
Nope.
So the precedent's there.